Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and we are back with an incredible CEO, the CEO at MedX, Matthew Mills. I love the double M's. Welcome to the Playbook.
Hey, thanks for having me.
M&M's are very important to me. All of my kids are M&M's, I have a special place in my heart. And it seems that the M&M's of the world are making the world a better place. And that's what MedX is doing as well, and making it simpler, safer, and more effective pesticides, which I think a lot of people don't realize the unbelievable damage that pesticides are doing. And this over time has shown to be a great danger to our children, especially who play in the grass and play outside, but everyone. Why don't we just start with the actual problem that exists that most people don't know about when it comes to the pesticides that are used today?
Well, the problem's everywhere, David, and I mean everywhere. I mean everywhere you go. Doesn't matter where you are. You could be walking down the street in a park and it's, you know, pesticides all over the ground. Walking dogs is something that, you know, the life expectancy of a dog has dropped dramatically. And I mean dramatically. Dogs are getting cancer left and right. There's some chatter out there that 70% of dogs are passing away of cancer rather than just to living their long life because of dog walks and other things that, you know, an owner is taking their dog on. But it's everywhere. It's in your classroom. It's in the supermarket. It's, you know, it's in the air. In some cases, it's in the air we breathe. I mean, I'm doing some trials in Florida next week, and they spray Malathion over population, over millions of people. And it's a daily thing. So everywhere you go, it doesn't matter where it is. Even hospitals, you know, you would think, oh, this is the cleanest place in the world, but you didn't realize that, you know, a week ago they were spraying some sort of poison, you know, in the corners, and it's there. And yes, they mop up and do their thing, but you know, it's there. It's there everywhere you go, from the school classroom to, you know, the park you go to the zoo you go to, believe it or not. You know, this is everywhere. And, you know, what's great about this is it's really starting to catch on. You know, our products are used in, you know, school districts, parks and recreation, hospitality. I mean, so many hotels use our product now. It's unbelievable. And what's great is we've got something for every aspect. I mean, whether it's the lawn or whether it's, you know, inside, you know, whether you've got cockroaches, bed bugs, fleas, ticks, ants, it really doesn't matter what your issue is. NatureSide has a solution. And this is NatureSide's first positioning to change how things are done. Chemical companies been promoting chemicals for as long as, you know, anybody can remember. I mean, it's coming up on 100 years since, you know, chemicals were first introduced here in America to combat, you know, pesticides or different pests. But it's further than that. Our mission is further than that. Everything under your sink is going to be replaced with something that is a more natural aspect. All your cleaning supplies, it's coming. As a matter of fact, we're targeting several different companies because of our distribution girth that we have. We've got all the big distributors on board. And because of that, that gives us opportunities to acquire other companies that may have something good, but aren't able to get the distribution that we have. We really wanted to make sure that when we started this project, that was the first doors we opened so that we could actually land new clients. And now we're discovering our products are being used for, you know, mosquito control. They're being used for, you know, the craziest things, guys running around on boats on Lake Michigan, you know, spraying down boat docks for spiders. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So it's pretty great what we've come, you know, grown into.
And as a country and as a society, we've grown into the past. And when I say that, is that what we're finding out, whether it be in the mental, spiritual, physical realm, is that the what they call ancient solutions are all natural solutions. And they've always been there. And this is including medicine today. And of course, in the spiritual and the energetic realm, we have these sources that have been available to us. And in a green biosolution, you use essential oils, plant-based solutions that actually are just more impactful than the toxic man-made created solutions that are pesticides and cleaning products. And like you said, in all these different uses. And that's why the word natricide resonates with me, that we can make a difference. And it's just a matter of, understanding what essential oils do what plants do what. How has that technology changed? Not the technology of the biosolution, but the technology of being able to examine and find the right combination of natural products that create the ultimate product.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because when we first started this project, everybody told us, no way, no way. We jumped into social media. There's a couple of different venues and social media that are purely based on pest control. Just 15,000 pest control people attached to it. When we started this thing, we got out there, shared some videos of the work we're doing, started talking about the product. Everybody laughed at us. There was memes made about us, like Calvin peeing on our, Calvin pees on the Chevy sign or the Ford sign. Well, they took our logo and he was peeing on our sign, on our logo. So it went full circle. So everybody told us, no, you guys will never make it in this industry. Who do you think you are? And we had just gotten the product approved in Colorado for cannabis usage. So we have a whole focus on cannabis because cannabis is littered with pesticides. It always has been. And now it's become a much cleaner world now that it's been legalized, which is great, because that's killing people off too. But the real challenge of this was there was a couple of other companies that came out before us in the natural world. Their products weren't very good. They made a bunch of commitments, said a bunch of stuff that just wasn't real. And so we wore that black eye, and we wore it for a couple of years. It wasn't until we went out, got licensed, became agricultural IPM specialists, got licensed in the state of California, the whole group of us, put our products really to work in the real world of pest control, and really started these routes and really started learning what our product was doing. And it's because of some blending techniques and some things that we've done that are outside of the ingredients, which make this product what it is today. A lot of the big players, after seeing the success we've had over the years, have tried to copy our product, tried to reproduce it with incredible failure. It's more than just ingredients in a bottle. There's a lot that's gone into this. The science of this is very unique. That's the reason why we haven't tried to put a patent around it, because we don't want anybody to understand how we're actually able to blend this and get the results that we're getting. And it's not just us telling us the results. We have to have third-party efficacy across the board in numerous states for us to even be selling our product. So we've really had to prove ourselves. And we're very, fortunate. We've managed to keep ourselves out of debt. We've got over 5,000 investors now that have kept us alive, kept the lights on, kept us progressing forward with our efforts, helping us, get products registered in other countries like Vietnam and Singapore and, New Zealand and Mexico. We're working in Canada and South America. I mean, it is so amazing how many different countries and the people in these countries are looking at us going, we've heard all about you, we want your product here. So I think, when push comes to shove, when we really start growing here, our international sales will probably take far more control of our positioning, because internationally the bans for pesticides are deep and they're constant. So here in the U.S., they're not banning anything, really. I mean, they're just letting it all happen and keep happening. There's enough money and lobbying going on where that's just the way it's going to be. But luckily, our investors have focused on us. Our job now is to find the right investment banker and position us and give us those net tangible asset, the shareholder equity that we need to list on the NASDAQ. We've got everything else in place. We've got the right PCAOB auditor, and we have a constant flow of investors, again, covering burn, letting us position with marketing, allowing us to attend some of the most important functions in the US right now in the pest control world. And now it's just a matter of finding that right, perfect, positioning so we can get out on the NASDAQ. And like you mentioned on the show, that is the positioning. We have enough passion. We know what we're going to go to the next level. It's just a matter of finding the right funding to keep us alive and keep us pushing forward to profitability.
You were the star of Go Fund Yourself, the number one show on Cheddar, which is why I wanted to have you on the playbook, because I need to elevate the awareness, not just to better products and better solutions, but better investments. And I would always love to share with my community the companies that I support that do well and do good. I will tell you, when I worked for Westlaw, which we ended up exiting for $3.4 billion with a B in 1995, Justice Scalia himself, the Supreme Court justice in which I respected the most, he told me, nobody will ever do research on a computer. You need books. Henry Ford, as you know, when somebody asked him about, why you get so much resistance to creating, these automobiles, he said, because if I asked my customers what they wanted, they would say faster horses. And we don't need faster horses. This is a commercial grade product. This is a proven commercial grade product that saves lives and does a better job at the job that it's made to do. You can't see any reason that you wouldn't want to not only utilize and amplify the awareness to these products worldwide, but why not partner with it and invest in it as well? Speaking of that investment, you were the star of GoFund Yourself. How can people participate today in the investment side of things?
Well, luckily we've got a lot of traction everywhere. So if you just go to Google and look up MedX Inc., just like it says in this thing that I've got, behind me. If you just go look that up, you'll run into everything. You'll run into stories. You'll run into, our regular website. You'll run into our products website. But it's invest@medx.com is basically what it is. It's invest.medx.com.
Perfect. And to that measure, MedX holds, like you said, the cannabis side of it, the nature side, but there is also other value in the company. I was hoping as we finish up, we could talk about more value in MedX beyond nature side, beyond the cannabis, the thermal aid that is already a thriving business.
So, when you go up and look, 10,000 feet and you look down at our company, it's like, oh, thermal aid, that's like so far, but it's really not. You look down at our company, we're a natural products company. We focus on natural products, whether it be, pesticides or lifestyle. We have a hot and cold pack for kids that is just killing it on Amazon. It's a really great product, very inexpensive. It's for all walks of life. Every little kid that's 3 to 5 years old, this is its best friend, and yeah, you could stick it in the microwave, you could stick it in the freezer, for the boo-boos and the fevers and the, oh, mom, I don't feel good. Can you heat up my thermal aid? And what's really great about this is this product leaves the house. So kids, little kids will take this little companion everywhere with them. It's the cutest little thing. We've got 7 different animals. Again, it's 4 or 5 stars on Amazon with thousands of reviews. Really, really great product. And then we do have another division called Malibu Brands. That's a one product wonder right now with about 30 products in the background in development. That's more of a lifestyle brand, but it is a pain management product, very unique. It's a cream product. We have a CBD version of it. We haven't released yet. We're waiting for the Fed to, get up there and make it so it is legal to be places like on the NASDAQ and have a CBD product. We're not treading those waters yet, but we have a lot of product development that in the background of all of these different brands. When we get funded, this thing's going to become profitable very quickly because we don't have debt and we haven't taken anything up to high speed yet. Meaning that we're gravity feeding all of our bottles that we're basically filling right now. When I put a machine in front of this thing and a labeler, we're going to be able to enable our facility here to do up to $30 million a year in revenue. We've really calculated this, and we took our time to build it, knowing that one of the most important things when we cross the threshold and get the capital, that our cost of goods are going to dive. And when those cost of goods dive, profitability will come here much faster. So we've kind of purposely hung ourselves in this position, waiting for that bigger capital, so I can spend a couple of $100,000 all at once on machinery and really take this to the next level as we start marketing.
And the fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that's already there, already been there. And our friend, chairman and CEO of the MX Inc. will provide not only the products, but also the investment to allow everybody to win. That's what I love about MedX, is it is a great investment, but it has great products that are doing well and doing good. Check out MedX Inc. Check out Matthew Mills. Thank you so much for helping me on my mission of empowering others to empower others to be happy, to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun making a difference naturally. Check it out, MedX. Matthew Mills, what a great playbook to success. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me. We'll talk again soon, David.
Absolutely. Everybody, check out MedX Inc. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.